You're now listening to The Computer Doctor Show with Aaron Moss on 1030 The Voice.
Hello, Tucson, and you're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life. I'm Aaron Moss, your host and office tech expert. Good to have you with us today. Every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVOI 1030 The Voice, we have our open lines at 520-790-2040. Feel free to give us a call at any time during the show with your comments and questions. On the show today, the 911 system went down last Saturday in Tucson. We're going to be talking with Officer Smith with the Public Information Office about the emergency communication in Tucson. Also, it might be worth paying for a Zoom account if you value privacy. Zoom says free users won't get the end-to-end encryption. That makes it possible to intercept traffic on the line. But is it still a wise investment when it comes to Zoom? We'll be talking with our business intelligence reporter later in the show. Singapore is testing a wearable COVID-19 tracker for all of its residents. PC Magazine reports the massive scale tracking is the only way to control the spread of the disease. No mention of the device tracking other things. If you're counting the number of satellites launched, add 60. SpaceX launched 60 more satellites for communication and networking for future computing on June 3rd as part of a 12,000 capsule network. Technology meets human rights. IBM is getting out of the facial recognition business for mass surveillance and racial profiling. Amazon is doing something similar after a ban of the use of facial recognition technology by members of the House as part of a police reform bill. Does this mean that there will be no more facial recognition, or we're just letting it go to another vendor? The Computer Doctor Show will be visiting the Nuestro Hora con Leti TV show tomorrow on the CW channel. If it wasn't for this host, this show would not even be possible. So on the line with us today is Leti Ortiz from the Nuestro Hora con Leti TV show. Hi, Leti. Is Leti with us? Okay, so Leti is, she is the host of that TV show, and she was doing a special with the with some of the schools in the area. So we did, so we're going to be doing a special interview tomorrow on the CW channel. This show can be seen on Channel 8 on Cox and Comcast, or Channel 58 on DirecTV and Dish. Again, that's tomorrow at Sunday, 4 p.m. on the CW. So some of the problems facing Tucson when it comes to the 911 system were last Saturday, as you know, there was an outage. And the last thing we want to have happen in the condition that Tucson is in is for the 911 system to go down. So we're going to be talking more about that, hopefully with Officer Smith later in the show. Hopefully now we have Leticia on the line. Hi, Leticia.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
can you hear me now?
We can hear you great. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you.
So tomorrow on the Nuestra Hora con Leti TV show, we're going to be on the show doing an interview. But first, yes, for some of our listeners that don't know anything about your show, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, Nuestra Hora con Leti, I started 2011. And remember Access Tucson and downtown?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I start with my TV show there. It was 1 hour. That's the reason I call Nuestra Hora con Leti. That's 1 hour with me, right? So we start with interviews with business owners to help them to grow in their business. And we start promoting also a local talent. Since then, we've been doing really well helping the community. And I think we've been doing really good. Before, we in Azteca Tucson, now with CW. So that means we can do it in English and in Spanish, Spanglish, the interviews and everything. So I'm very excited to have you tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I invite everybody to watch Nuestra Hora con Leti every Sunday at 4 o'clock on CW. CW is part of Channel 9, and also we in DirecTV, Dish, and Channel 58, and also Comcast and Cox, we in Channel 8. So every Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Now, you said that you do some business promotions. So what are some of the promotions you've done recently, maybe some local businesses?
Yes, well, like you, we have you like 3 minutes, 4 minutes interview. You talk about your business, product or service that you want to promote. And especially, well, right now we're doing like, are you talking about Zoom? We've been doing this since March because before we're recording the segments and businesses and interviews direct to you and your business. And we cover a big events with cameras and we present like mariachi, ballet folklorico, any talent, local talent. Now we're doing an Zoom.
Okay. Now, from the episodes that I've seen, there's a lot of mariachi, a lot of music talent, a lot of dancing talent. Yeah. And all of these feature people, local businesses in Tucson. So you're a very, very local TV show that people can view, and you promote local business as well. And earlier I said if it wasn't possible for this show to be up, to be possible. So tell us a little bit about your history about getting into broadcasting and how you've come to even be affiliated with Bustos Media.
Well, good question. I moved from Reno, Nevada in 2005. I moved from Reno, Nevada, but all my life I've been working since I was young, not that old, right?
But who's calculating? Nobody's calculating.
All my life, I've been in a first start my and broadcasting media like a DJ in radio in Reno, Nevada, and then from there I went to Univision. I was doing my own TV show on the 90s, and I was doing my own TV show. The name it was Nuestra Hora. So that's the reason when I came here, I thought I'm going to do it my own TV show, and it's called Nuestra Hora con Leti. So so I've been working with different TV stations, different radio stations. Mm-hmm. And in February, Patty Reese, my boss, she told me, come on and work with us on Bustos Media. And I feel like it's my family. They are very beautiful, nice people to work with, and I'm very happy with representing the boys 1030 KVOI and this radio station, and also the group 106.3. So I'm very happy to be part of them.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us. If you ever want to see Leti after this, after things kind of slow down, anytime that there's a large, can we say, a grand opening, you can find her a lot of at these local grand openings a lot. And she's always there with her crew. And I get to see you a lot at these same events. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and congratulations for this beautiful and wonderful radio show.
Thank you. So again, you can see that interview tomorrow, 4 p.m., Channel 8 on Cox and Comcast, or Channel 58 on DirecTV and Dish. Again, that's tomorrow, Sunday, at 4 p.m. on the CW. To add to the rest of the huge problems facing Tucson, the last thing you want to have happen is the 911 system go down. Well, last Saturday, that's exactly what happened. We did have a phone interview scheduled with Officer Smith. He is not called in. We also tried to reach out to CenturyLink. We're not able to reach them either. But the real question is what really happens to you or what could happen to you and your family as if the 911 system goes down. So you call 911 and then you say, and then nobody picks up. You know, what do you do? So some of the things that were in some reports that we were able to come up with is, you know, emergency services, they kind of go into a different mode. So a lot of the fire stations, what they'll do is they will they'll open up their doors and maybe they may even put police in certain spots throughout town so that people know that they're there. And if you ever have an emergency, you could always just run out to one of these locations or vehicles that are out in the street, usually with their lights on so that they are very, very visible. So when I used to live in New York, that's exactly what happened. The phones went down, the electric, there was that big blockout that happened. I think, trying to remember what year that was. I can't remember. If anybody remembers, call in and tell me. But the power took out all the phones too, and it also took out 911. So you would drive down the street looking for gas stations that were open, that were almost none, but certain parts of town had power while others didn't. But the 911 system was down and the emergency services, they were on the street corners. And no doubt that's what needs to happen when the 911 system goes down. Other areas that were affected were the Pima County Sheriff's Office, Nogales, Oro Valley, U of Ace Police, and the Santa Cruz areas. So again, if you have an emergency and 911 is down, send somebody out to major intersections because there's probably an emergency vehicle there that can get you access through the radio of the 911 system. Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, tech news that is that's going to be released, that was released this week. Then our specialist spotlight to get your questions answered live on our open lines at 520-790-2040. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
When your car breaks down, who can you call? The local mechanic. Timing belt, brakes, and tune-ups? Who can you call? The local mechanic. When you don't have time for vehicle service, who can come to you? The local mechanic. Keep your car running at its best with honest, reliable, and even mobile services at the local mechanic. Call 771-5191 or visit their website, thelocalmechanictucson.com.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Back to the Computer Doctor Show. Here are some tech news that broke this week. Not being on Earth during 2020 is not such a bad idea for some of the astronauts of SpaceX. They launched 60 more Starlink Internet satellites on June 3rd during their eighth mission, with almost 500 total for SpaceX. After being released from the spacecraft, the satellites were left to fly on their own using onboard ion thrusters to move through their operational operational orbits, I should say. Another five launches and 300 more satellites are scheduled, as many as 40,000 in the coming years. Astronomers have even expressed concern that the enormous number of Starlink satellites could hamper observation by sensitive optical and radio telescopes. These deployments will improve our internet speed for future computing, but I'm pretty sure that your local ISP will still blame your router for your slow internet. Also, IBM and Amazon are changing their accessibility to their facial recognition technologies. The software has become more controversial due to recent concerns of injustice and human rights violations. The CEO of IBM will no longer offer the technology directly or through other vendors, but will still support existing clients as needed. IBM further stated that artificial intelligence has a role to play in law enforcement, but should be thoroughly vetted to make sure it does not contain bias. Amazon is doing something similar. They are stopping police forces worldwide from using the facial recognition software for 1 year, giving Congress time to enact legislation governing its ethical use. Amazon will continue to allow the use of the software by organizations that reunite victims of human trafficking with families. Civil liberty groups back in 2018, get this, ran a facial recognition experiment when they ran the software compared with mugshot photos with faces of members of Congress. Ironically, the system returned 28 inaccurate matches. The misidentification disproportionately affected the politicians with darker skin. Therefore, confidence threshold low. Zoom stocks continues to rise, but are they still a good investment? Have they hit the top, or can we expect some flatlining? To answer that, we can move to our next segment, the Specialist Spotlight. And this segment of the show is where we talk to a specialist in the special world, and you can call in and ask your questions or comment. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. I'd like to now introduce Larry Paxton with PBR Market Tools. They give investors business intelligence with tools like the PBR 1000. Thanks for being with us, Larry, today.
Yeah, glad to be here, Aaron. Glad you invited me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about PBR Marketing Tools. What do you guys do exactly?
Well, we're basically an independent stock research type company. We produce the PBR 1000, which is tracking the 1,000 largest publicly held corporations with primary operations in the United States. And we produce what we call snapshots every month, which we have 28 rankings for each company and 15 what we call snapshots based on various criteria like the stock price, revenues, dividend yields, market capitalization, things like that. We also have what we call a PBR 25, which is the top 25 buy stocks out of those 1,000. And then we also have the PBR Market Tools U.S. Economic Indices snapshots. We keep track of 58 U.S. Economic indices and provide reports on those every month as well.
I see.
And we also do custom market research. For instance, right now we're doing a special research project on women in business.
I see.
PGR 1000 companies. Yeah.
So some of these reports, they're obviously on your website. We're going to mention that at the end, towards the end. But on these reports, people can get the information that they need to make informed decisions on what types of companies they should actually be investing in.
That's right. Well, we say we provide the data, and they have to decide what they want to do with it because every investor has different philosophies. Some are long-term, some are day traders. And so we just basically kind of provide the data in a lot of different formats so that people can look at it and make a decision from there.
Okay. So earlier in the show, we had mentioned about things about Zoom. So Zoom is now a... has on more meaning now than it has from the beginning of the year. So now people that did not know about Zoom 6 months ago, now they're very, very familiar with it. So what does that say about where Zoom is going, where they came from, where they are now, and what is Zoom still a good investment?
Oh, okay. So basically, when I look at research a stock, what I like to do is look at the history of the company, the history of the management team, the culture of the company, to look at the financials, and then look at what the Wall Street experts are saying about that particular stock. And so the history is pretty interesting. Eric Yuan is the founder of the company. Eric was born in China. His parents were mining engineers. He got a degree in applied mathematics in college there. He went on to get a master's in mining engineering. Moved to China and worked in China for a few years, or to Japan and worked in Japan for a few years. And then came to the United States, and he was part of the startup team for a company called WebEx. And WebEx was one of the original big-time video conferencing type applications. And it was later acquired by Cisco Systems in 2007. Eric was the vice president of engineering for WebEx and very instrumental in terms of what WebEx became, very big in the corporate world. And he had some ideas about it becoming a smartphone application. He presented that to the management of Cisco. They turned him down, and that's when he formed Zoom Communications in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
What he basically did is he got an MBA at Stanford, by the way, and He used his contacts, and he got some venture capital, and he hired a lot of the key people from WebEx away in the technology area and from the marketing areas. And they developed the Zoom application. And then they started going after corporate customers, many of the WebEx clients. And that's what his initial cash flow revenues was from those large corporations that switch from WebEx to Zoom.
So is it, here's the question, is it still a good investment today, or have they topped out?
Well, you look at their revenue streams, and they did about $600 million in 2019, actually what they call 2020, it's their fiscal year end in January. They had their first quarter come out, they've tripled their revenues almost. In the first quarter, and once again, it's as you mentioned, the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
They have assets of about $2 billion, equity of $900 million, so they're doing very well there.
Mm-hmm.
Their market capitalization is almost $62 billion as of last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yuan, by the way, owns 22% of that $62 billion.
Okay, so his net worth is going up, is on the rise. So,
$60 million guy.
So good investment, yes or no?
Well, I looked at what the different analysts are saying. There's about 20 to 30 different analysts on these different platforms that I look at, and 45% say it's a buy stock, 45% say it's a hold stock, and about 10% say it's a sell stock.
Mm-hmm.
The 220 closing price on Friday, when these analysts look at that, the ones who are saying it's a buy stock, they're forecasting in 12 months that the stock will be worth around $220 to $260. The average is like actually around $215. So basically the analysts are basically saying that, but the stock is very volatile. It's very volatile short term. So if you're a day trader, once again, if you're a day trader and you enjoy playing the ups and downs, place your bet, roll the dice, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good day trading stock. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at longer term, most analysts would say it's probably a hold stock at this point in time.
Okay, Larry, give it. We got 30 seconds, so tell us how people can get a hold of you and how they can get a hold of these reports. What's your website?
Sure. The website is pbrmarkettools.com. That's PBR, as in PAPS Business Resources, or some people say PAPS Blue Ribbon or Peanut Butter. pbrmarkettools.com. And there you can go to our subscribe pages. We have subscribe pages for the PBR 1000, the PBR 25, and the U.S. Indices report.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry we got to cut you off, Larry. Thank you so much for being on the show. We do have to, but we'll have you on the show soon again, I'm sure. We would like to thank our awesome guests for being on the show today, as well as our sponsors, Icon Power, Local Mechanic, Perfect Looks Photography, and Ugly Goose Car Rental. Please do business with them. They are local and they help to keep this show on the air. If you missed any part of this broadcast or messages from our sponsors or liked any of the content you heard on this episode, you can find our show online at computerdoctorshow.com to re-listen to the show and previous shows. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert, and we do have a new person at our control board. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board, and this has been the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. broadcasting from KVOI 1030, The Voice. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.